Welcome to Tarat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua, Parak Dalet, Chapter 4. Waters flowing downstream in the Yarden have risen up into a pillar, so the Yarden has split. The Bnei Yisrael has been crossing over on dry land, and as long as the Kohanim are standing in the Yarden, the waters are remaining parted. In chapter 3, Yehoshua told the people to select one man from each of the 12 Shevatim tribes. Now, in Parak 4, when the people has crossed over, Hashem commands Yehoshua to call upon 12 men, which Rashi understands to be the same 12 men selected previously, and to instruct them to take 12 stones from the Yarden, Mimatzav Ragleha Kohanim, out of the place where the feet of the Kohanim stood, and to carry the stones over to the place where they will be staying that night, which is Gilgal. Rashi notes that these actions would serve as fulfillment of a commandment given by Moshe in Devarim, chapter 27, verses 4 to 8, to build an altar from stones when they cross the Yarden, and to write the Torah on the stones. Yehoshua calls upon the 12 men, directing them to take 12 stones from in the midst of the Yarden, explaining the purpose in Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Lema'an tihiyeh zeis eis bekirbachem, that this may be a sign among you. The stones will be a sign for you. Ki yishalun b'neichem machar lemar, mo ha'avanim ha'ele lachem, that when your children ask in time to come, saying, what are these stones for you? When your children ask you, what do these stones mean to you? Verse 7, va'amartem lahem, then you'll say to them, asher nechrasu meimei ha'yarden mipnei arein bris Hashem, Ba'avrei ba'yarden nechrasu me'ha'yarden, that the waters of the Yarden were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem. When it passed over the Yarden, the waters of the Yarden were cut off. V'hayuha avanim ha'ele lezikarein livnei Yisrael ad olam, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Yisrael forever. Based on Malbim, let's look more closely at the wording here. In order that this be a sign amongst you. The purpose of the taking of the stones is in order for them to be a sign. The stones are described as serving as an ice, a sign for this generation. This word is used rather than zikaron, memorial, because this generation saw the miracle firsthand, so they don't need a zikaron. They only need a sign, and the sign is a message not to think that the waters split because of their own power or merit. The stones were taken from the place where the feet of the Kohanim carrying the ark stood, specifically as a sign that the waters split because of the power of the Aron, of the ark, and the holy luchos contained in it. That when your children ask in time to come, what are these stones to you? This is referring to the children of this generation that is present at the miracle. The word lachem, to you, means the people who are there hearing Yehoshua experiencing the miracle. Va'amartem lahem, then you will say to them, you'll say to the children. Specifically, it says you will say to them, not you will make it known to them. Because they and their children knew the matter of what happened. Only say to them that we need it for a sign to make known asher nechrasu meimei ha'yarden mipnei arein bris Hashem, that the waters of the Yarden were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem, mipnei, because of. Mipnei arein bris Hashem, because of the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem and its power, not because of us. It's proven in the verse that the waters split because of the Aron, the Ark, because it says, "Ba'avrei ba'yarden nechrasu me'ha'yarden." When it, the Aron, passed over the Yarden, the waters of the Yarden were cut off. So this is a sign for the people at the time that it was because of the Aron, because of Torah, that the miracle happened. And for future generations who didn't see the miracle, it will also be a memorial. A reminder of the miracle itself, as the verse ends, "V'hayuha avanim ha'ele lezikaron livnei Yisrael ad olam," and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Yisrael forever. The people follow Yehoshua's instructions. They take stones from the Yarden and carry them over to the place where they are staying and lay the stones there as a monument. We see in verse 9 that Yehoshua also takes a different 12 stones and sets them up inside the Yarden, in the place where the feet of the Kohanim who carried the ark stood. This was a Zikaron, says Malbim, in the actual place of the miracle. Pasuk 10, V'hakayanim noisei ha'aron oimdim b'soicha Yarden ad taim kol hadavar asher tziva Hashem es Yehoshua ladaber el ha'om. K'chol asher tziva Moshe es Yehoshua v'yemaharu ha'om v'yavoyru. And the priests that carried the ark stood in the midst of the Yarden until everything was finished that Hashem commanded Yehoshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moshe commanded Yehoshua, and the people hurried and crossed over. So the Kohanim, the priests, are remaining in the Yarden until the entire process is complete. Commentaries point also to the use of the term ad taim kol hadavar, which can mean until the entire matter was complete, or it can mean until the entire word, speech, was complete. Rashi brings on Sota 34 that while they were still in the Yarden, Yehoshua said to them, "Know why you are crossing, on condition that you drive out the inhabitants from the land." The Mishpatzos Zahav extends that this was a condition for entry into Eretz Yisrael, that they destroy the seven nations and their idolatry. So there's a reference here to Yehoshua speaking to them, Davar. The Gra comments that the people hurried to come to Eretz Yisrael because they had waited 40 years without coming there. When everyone has finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim pass before the people, as it says in Pasuk 11, Vayhi ka'asher tam kol ha'am la'avar, vaya'avar arayin Hashem, v'ha'kohanim lifnei ha'am. And it was, when all the people had completely passed over, that the Ark of Hashem passed over, and the priests, in the presence of the people. Once the people have crossed over, the Kohanim with the Aron, who have still been in the Yarden, have to pass by the people to come to be positioned in front of them, because as we saw in Perek 3, the people were going to have to follow the Aron on their journey. Whilst it sounds here like the crossing is complete, the next few verses now step back into the process of the crossing, and then we will return to the exit of the Kohanim from the Yarden a little later in verse 15. Verse 12. Vayavru b'nei Reuven u'v'nei Gad v'chatzi shevet ha'manashe chamushim lifnei b'nei Yisrael ka'asher diber aleihem Moshe. And the children of Reuven and the children of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Yisrael as Moshe had spoken to them. The tribes of Reuven, Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh, who were bound to the agreement made with Moshe previously to fight the wars with Bnei Yisrael before returning to settle on the east bank of the Yarden, as we mentioned in chapter 1, also move armed before the Bnei Yisrael. Verse 13, Ka'arbo'im elef chalutzei hatzava avru lifnei Hashem la'milchama el arvais irichoi. About 40,000 armed for war passed over before Hashem to battle to the plains of Yerichoi. In chapter 3, we mentioned a Malbim teaching that the miracle of the splitting waters here, not necessary on a practical level for crossing, was in order to show that it was happening because of the Aron and Yehoshua. And so through this, the people would know of the greatness of Yehoshua's merit. And here in chapter 4, we see this transpire in Pasuk Yod Dalet, verse 14. Bayoyim hahu gidal Hashem es Yehoshua be'enei kol Yisrael vayiru oisai ka'asher yoru es Moshe kol yemei chayav. On that day, Hashem made Yehoshua great in the sight of all Yisrael, and they feared him as they had feared Moshe all the days of his life. In verse 11 earlier, we were told about the Kohanim passing before the people when they had all crossed. The verses are not in order of events. Now, starting with Pasuk Tesvav 15, the verses return back to the moment when the Kohanim came out of the water and give more detail about it. Verse 15, Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua Leymar. Hashem said to Yehoshua, saying, verse 16, Tzavei es hakoyhanim noisei aron ha'edus, v'ya'alum in ha'yardin. Command the priests that bear the Ark of the Testimony that they come up out of the Yardin. Rashi focuses on the use of terminology here that they come up out of the Yardin, rather than that they cross the Yardin, extrapolating that they came up onto the bank by where they were standing. That means they were not on the same side of the Yardin as the rest of Bnei Yisrael. They had placed their feet into the Yardin, the waters had split, and then Bnei Yisrael had gone past them, crossing over on the dry land to the other side of the Yardin. Verse 17, Vayitzav Yahashua es hakoyhanim lemar, alu min hayardin, and Yahashua commanded the priests, saying, come up out of the Yardin. Verse 18, Vayhi, ka'alais hakoyhanim noisei aron bris Hashem mitaycha Yardin, and it was, when the priests that bore the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem came up out of the midst of the Yardin, nitku kapais ragle hakoyhanim el hacharavo, that as soon as the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry land, vayashuvu mehayardin limkoyimam, the waters of the Yardin returned to their place. The waters returned exactly to how they had been before the split. Vayelchu chesmol shel shoim al kol gadoisov, and flowed over all its banks as before. Drawing back on the Rashi we learnt on verse 16, the Kohanim came up out of the Yardin onto the bank of the same side, on the same side that they entered. Rashi on verse 18 here, and on verse 11, where we are told that the Aron and the Kohanim crossed over, explains that the Kohanim came up onto the land by where they were standing, and so they were on the other side of the Yardin to the Bnei Yisrael when the waters had returned to their place. The Aron then lifted the Kohanim and carried them over to the other side of the Yardin where the Bnei Yisrael were. Verse 19, V'ha'om alu min ha'yardin be'asar l'chedesh harishon v'yachanu ba'gilgal b'ktzei mizrach yirichoi. And the people came up out of the Yardin on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Yericho. So the date here is the 10th of Nisan. Verse 20. And these 12 stones which they took out of the Yardin, Yehoshua set up in Gilgal. Yehoshua then addresses the people after the monument is erected, saying, verse 21, Asher yishalun b'nechem machar es avaysam leimar, maha avanim ha'ele, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Notice the difference in wording from the similar speech earlier. Verse 22, v'haydatem es b'nechem leimar, b'yabasha avar Yisrael es ha'yardin hazeh. Then you shall let your children know, saying, Yisrael came over this Yardin on dry land. Notice, based on Malbim, that here they are told to make known the miracle, rather than being told to say to the children, as it had done earlier in the Pasuk when referring to the children of the generation experiencing the miracle. Here the children are future generations who had not known of the miracle, and so the emphasis is different here in teaching them. Verse 23, Asher hovish Hashem elaykechem es mei ha'yardin mipneichem ad avrachem, ka'asher asa Hashem elaykechem liyam suf asher hovish mipaneinu ad avrenu. For Hashem your God dried up the waters of the Yardin from before you until you passed over, as Hashem your God did to the Sea of Reeds, which he dried up from before us until we passed over. Verse 24, lema'an da'as kol amei ha'aretz es yad Hashem, ki chazakahi, lema'an yorasem es Hashem elokeichem kol hayomim, in order that all the people of the earth might know the power of Hashem, that it is mighty, that you might fear Hashem your God forever. What a privilege we have to know of the miracles experienced by our ancestors, the power of Hashem and of his beautiful Torah. Thank you for studying together. Le'eloi Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.